It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we are back. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. You know what? If louses go back to their spouses when the stock market goes down, 2008 must have been a real reunion year for all those louses. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morave, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know, as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,400 families. And I do say families, okay? We think of our clients as part of our family. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, we would love to get to know you better and hopefully have you as a client. Now, one of the foundational philosophies, and by the way, our website is moneymatters.net. Okay, moneymatters.net is where you can find out more about us. But the foundational philosophy of how we manage our clients' money is protect first, grow second. Okay, that's our philosophy. You can't live on money you don't have. If you lose all your money, you can't live on it anymore. And this notion that the market is going to come back and all that, if you're living on it, you can't afford to do that. So we believe that you buy, yes, because if you don't have a buy strategy and you don't buy investments, you have nothing to grow for you, you have to do that. You have to have a hold strategy because you have to hold your investments for a certain period of time to let them work for you. But we believe more important than the other two combined, you need to have a sell strategy as well, okay? It's like a three-legged stool, and if one of the legs is too short, then guess what? You're going to fall over, all right? Now, our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell enabled us, our strategy actually signaled us to sell just before the big crash in Y2K, and because of that, it gave us confidence to use it with our clients in 2007. So in November of 2007, we told our clients to get out of the stock market, and all of you listen to this show as well, and all of you that get my market alert email as well, we said get out, and we didn't say to buy, because we do have a buy strategy as well, until June of 2009. Okay, so for almost a year and a half, we said stay out of the stock market during the crash of 08. So we believe in that. And if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, you should seriously believe in that as well. Okay, and in a lot of ways, I feel like Noah. You know, in fact, I've named our project that we're forging ahead with, I've named it the Noah's Ark Project. Okay, we want to get you on the ark with us. Okay, because I believe the next bear market is going to be a significant one. If you look at history, you look at 2008, the reason 2008 was so devastating, the reason why the Great Depression was so devastating was those two bear markets and depressions, recessions that followed or that were part of that were debt-related. Okay, when you have debt-related problems, they're the bad ones. When you have growth-related ones like Y2K, the market's bad, but the economy recovers quickly because it's just corporate profits. But when you have debt, that's when it's bad. Today, we have countries that are on the verge of bankruptcy. We have our country, $20 trillion in debt. And if you don't have a strategy to protect yourself, you know, right now, if we have a major economic crisis, what are the governments around the world going to do to combat it? The normal answer is you're going to go out and borrow money and stimulate the economy. Well, we've borrowed $170 trillion already. What are we going to borrow another $170 trillion? I mean, where's it going to come from? And who's going to lend it to us? Okay, I mean, think about that. So this next bear market, I think, could be significant. And you need to be prepared for it. If you don't have a strategy to protect your retirement from that, I believe you're going to get hurt. So I want you to be on the ark. So how do you do that? You can subscribe to my market alert email. At the very least, you could be a client. That would be even better. Then we could help you directly. But if you want to just get my market alert email or go to our seminars and learn, please do. Okay, you can find all of that at moneymatters.net, and it's free. We're not going to charge you for it. There's no obligation. Do it. Moneymatters.net. Now, The question I was asked two nights ago when I was at the World Affairs Council, I'm going to be a speaker at the World Affairs Council because, you know, I wrote a book and they asked me to speak. You know, there were some very interesting, Janet Yellen, in fact, spoke at the World Affairs Council in New York. So I'm kind of thinking, man, geez, these people are important. And here's little old me on there. Kind of an interesting thing. But be that as it may, I went there and one of the questions I was asked was, what happens if interest rates go up? If the Fed keeps raising interest rates, will that cause the next bear market? And you know what the answer is? I don't know. Nobody knows. We have literally never been here before. We have never been in a place where we've had negative interest rates in major economies like Europe and Japan. We've never been in a period of 8 years with interest rates in this country basically zero. We've never been in a period where the Federal Reserve owns $3 trillion of our debt. I mean, this is a place we've never been before. And what's interesting right now is that all the rules don't work. The Federal Reserve raises interest rates on the short term and long-term interest rates go down. That's almost never happened before. So it's like we're in this upside-down world. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. And here's the Fed trying to unwind it, raise interest rates. I don't know. But I do know this. It could cause damage. It could cause the market to go way down. It could start a snowball effect that we don't know what's going to happen. And if you are a planner like me, you got to plan for the worst and hope for the best. Okay, that's how we do it. So right now, if you don't have a strategy to protect yourself from the next market crash, then you are exposed to great pain and more and worse, it could cause you to unretire. It could cause you to not be able to retire. None of those things are good. So I want you to come to our seminar. I want you to come in and visit with our advisors. I want you to get my market alert email. Learn more about what we have to offer. We believe in buy, hold, and sell, and I want you to as well. Okay, come on the ark with us. The floods will come. I pretty much am 100% positive on that. Okay, so moneymatters.net is our website where you can find our seminars. If you want to go to a seminar, you can get you can talk with an advisor. You can sign up for my market alert email. Moneymatters.net is where you go. If you're over 50, please let me help you. Okay, moneymatters.net is the website. Now, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show that when I went to that World Affairs Council the other night, I was not the speaker. Okay, there was this very intelligent professor who wrote a book, so he was the main speaker. But a lot of the people in the audience knew me, so it was kind of embarrassing. They were coming up and asking me questions. And this one gentleman came up to me and he goes, Ken, I heard you were going to be here. The only reason I came was because I wanted to get some of your cookies. And I'm like, seriously? He goes, yeah. And I said, oh, man, had I only known, I would have brought a box of cookies here. But anyway, if you go to our seminars, we have our cookies there, our world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies, and you can enjoy those as well as getting all the information. So go to our website. It's moneymatters.net for tons of information, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the four most important documents you need when you're taking care of your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moraif.